Books on Tape presents A German Requiem by Philip Kerr, read by John Lee. It is not what they built. It is what they knocked down. It is not the houses. It is the spaces between the houses. It is not the streets that exist. It is the streets that no longer exist. It is not your memories which haunt you. It is not what you have written down. It is what you have forgotten, what you must forget, what you must go on forgetting all your life. From A German Requiem by James Fenton. Part 1. Berlin, 1947. These days, if you are a German, you spend your time in purgatory before you die, in earthly suffering for all your country's unpunished and unrepented sins, until the day when, with the aid of the prayers of the powers, or three of them, anyway, Germany is finally purified. For now we live in fear. Mostly it is fear of the Ivans, matched only by the almost universal dread of venereal disease, which has become something of an epidemic, although both afflictions are generally held to be synonymous. Chapter 1. It was a cold, beautiful day, the kind you can best appreciate with a fire to stoke and a dog to scratch. I had neither, but then there wasn't any fuel about, and I never much liked dogs. But thanks to the quilt I had wrapped around my legs, I was warm, and I had just started to congratulate myself on being able to work from home, the sitting room doubled as my office, when there was a knock at what passed for the front door. I cursed and got off my couch. This will...